27, verse 15. And Moses spake unto the Lord, saying, let the Lord, the God of spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out and bring, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit, and lay thy hand upon him, and set before him Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight, and thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. You know this has to do with your blessing. Say, this is the formula of God's blessing. He said, set a man over the congregation. Everybody wants to hear from clouds. Isn't that silly? They won't hear from clouds, trees. Talking to trees. Be for real. Clouds. Say, God uses flesh. His choice. That's what he wanted to do. And what he wanted to do is best. Somebody say, what God wants to do is best. And he said, and set a man over the congregation. His choice. What does that mean? Mary told me a story last night about a guy that was stuck on an island and he had to get off the island. Well, he was in the water stranded. Yeah, he was in the water stranded and flapping and doing all this stuff stranded. And he was praying, oh, God, help me out. God, help me out. And there were one came in with a raft, right? And he said, no, go. The Lord's going to save me. You go on. You take the raft and go on. The Lord's going to save me. The Lord's going to save me. Then another one came in a helicopter came and tried to help him out from the helicopter. And he said, oh, no, go on. The Lord's going to save me. The Lord's going to save me. Then one more came in a steamship or, I don't know, let's say an ocean liner. No, let's say a yacht. I like that better. Then one came in a yacht and he said, no, you go on. The Lord's going to save me. I don't need you. He's coming to get me. Amen. Brother finally drowned. And he got to heaven and he asked God the question, yeah, why didn't you save me? Why didn't you help me out? I didn't pray and I believed and you didn't come through for me. I mean, why didn't you help me out, God? And God said, I was there three times. I was there three times, and every one of those things that you turned down, I was in the midst of those things. That was me. And you didn't take it. God works through people. Sorry. He does. By his choice. You can be talking. Who do you think you are? People expect God to be talking, still talking through bushes and trees and branches and different weird flaky things in these last days. God doesn't have to do that. I mean, they want to get extremely spiritual and expect God to spoil his plan. Amen. They're so guru spiritual. His perfect plan. The best way that God can speak to you and what he has chosen to do is doing what we are doing right now. That's his plan. That's where he said he'd be. And that's where many people get loony. Listening to trees and truck motors, amen. So he said, set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them. And it said, just not any kind of man. Set a mighty man, strong, man of honor, man of valor, amen, before the people. Well, what is it? He's basically talking about shepherds and pastors. How'd you like it? You had a daddy, and every morning you woke up, and your daddy said, I'm just a weak, decrepit little wimp. Your daddy's a sissy. I don't want to go to work this morning. The boss man's going to pick on me. What would that do to somebody's psyche? I mean, you wake your kid up, and the first thing the child sees as you wake up in the morning, I'm just your poor daddy looking at you. It's me, defeated me. Amen. Wouldn't that mess somebody up? Somebody, don't do that in front of your kids. When your kids see you, say, look, mommy's not nuts. Mommy's got her stuff together. Amen. Mommy's got a plan. Daddy's got a plan. We're strong in the Lord and the power of his mind. We're not ready to give in or give out. We're strong. We got a whole lot more to go. Somebody say, glory.
Glory.
That's security. That's stability. Amen. They wonder why the kids, you know, kids start thinking, I'm going to get me a lemonade stand. Man, I got to help them out. Amen. You know, oh, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Well, people expect the same thing in churches.
Amen.
And we're studying here in the scripture, and it said, he said, set a man, and it's talking about a man of honor, a mighty man. Somebody say, a good man.
A good man.
That word man can be exchanged champion.
Hallelujah.
Wow. See, the devil's a liar, but the word of God tells the truth. Anything that God puts up, you can talk about. Any pastor in town, I don't care if the man is sorry. It's a sorry champion in Jesus' name. So in order for you to receive anything, when you get up there, you got to see what God puts in front of you. Say, hey, look, there's the pastor, there's the man of God, and I'll teach us anywhere. There's the champion.
Amen.
God says, let me find somebody. Oh, let me go out there. God didn't just find a little shepherd boy in David.
Amen.
God was looking for a champion.
Yes, he was.
He's not looking for somebody that can't do anything else. Say, go get me a champion and set the champion before the people. Why would God want to put you in riches, houses, and land and give you a weakling to lead you?
Amen.
Amen. He wants you to be the head and not the tail. Amen. And then he puts the scaredy cat lion. But Moses said, Lord, set a champion. When I studied this word, it says, man, a champion, a steward, a great, mighty man. We're doing what God told us to do. God said, restore reverence once again to the body of Christ. And we're going to do it to every part. I mean, we'll preach. I don't care if it takes me 6 years to build the pastor back up again. I'll build him back up again. Then I'll work down my way to the usher. I'll work my way to the coffee bar. People need to hear this. Got too many Looney Tunes out there. Amen. You got to know the word. So you can receive. People wonder why they can't receive. Go to church and sit there. And the devil's got them so brainwashed and so messed up they can't get anything. Sitting, they might as well stay home. But the Bible says that God, Moses prayed and he said, send a man and put the man. Somebody say, man.
Man.
He didn't ask for send the burning bush. And put a burning bush in front of him. Amen. He didn't say that. He said, send a mighty man. The Bible says in Romans, go to Romans.
Yes, amen. That's right.
When you go grocery shopping, you don't go find the place where there's rotten meat. When you go to buy yourself an Easter dress, you're not running down the Kmart. So why would you run the church and expect God to give you any less? Glory to God.
Amen.
For everything you hear spiritually, what you get in life flows out of what you get spiritually. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power of resistance, resisteth the ordinance of God, Romans chapter 13, verse 2. And they that resisteth shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good. Somebody say, do good. And thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God. Write this down in your notes, glory to God. Because the devil is stealing good from you.
Yes.
And the Bible says, let him that steals, steal no more.
Amen.
Catch a thief.
That's right.
Expose him. The Bible says, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Why didn't anything good happen? Because you turn every good thing away. See, there's something more than people expect something from ministers. Oh, if he could just say something to make me feel good on Sunday morning. Say, not enough.
Not enough.
Say, I expect more.
I expect and should.
Whoever gets up there is the champion of God, amen, to do me good.
Amen.
I expect my life to improve.
Amen.
When I go to ministries and I sit up under ministries and I get people to be over this thing, guess what? I'm going to get under them, amen, so that I can come up. It's a minister of God for my good. Glory to God. Somebody say, a counselor. Amen. That means that relationship should not make you go broke. It should improve the color paint on your walls. It should cause you to upgrade. Say, that's what I expect. Say,
the man of God
is there for my good. Romans chapter 13, verse 4. For he is the minister of God to thee for the good. Glory to God. You know, and if you don't got one that's going for your good, you'll find one that is. That's what the relationship is all about. Don't mess me up when I'm trying to help you and bless you. I'm not out for your damnation, for your doom. What good would that be? Me to get a church and everybody come in blessed and healthy and well, amen, and I get them all sick and broke. Isn't that a blessing? Come on, think how the devil works. They're going to bring you in and talk you up so you can do well and do better, amen. We preached that message. Somebody got mad and said, all the man talks about is money, money, money. And then we had to teach it. Hey, look, love manifests itself in that way. I wish thee of all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Amen.
It's for your good. It's an assignment from the Holy Ghost. Point up here. Now, we'll work our way all the way through. We'll work our way through the Bible. We'll handle different issues, but you need to hear this today. Amen. You need to hear this today because there's a promised land, and we got to get you to the promised land. Amen?
Amen.
But before we can get you to the promised land, you got to learn about your tour guide and learn to trust the tour guide. Amen?
Amen.
Point right here. We're going to make it real clear. Say, that is the minister of God
for my good.
I confess that in the spirit that his life is not his life. He doesn't live it after himself. But for my good, I commission you in the name of Jesus to bring me good. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, set a man over the congregation which may go out before them. So we're about to learn something here. You know, I got a rebuke from the Holy Ghost. He said, let me teach you how to pastor. You've been looking at too many other people that don't know what they're doing. He said, I've called you to go out. He said, the pastor is called to go out before them. Go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out. And bring them in, that the congregation be not as sheep which have no shepherd. Say, the shepherd does this according to Scripture. See, we just think he sits around with a staff and looking piddly, you know, and hugging sick sheep. But we can do that. But we think that's what it's all about. Amen. Say, but the word, say what Moses said and what God told, he said, look, they should go out and come in. That the people would go out and come in. And what is a good pastor supposed to do? He's supposed to get out there. What does it mean? He's supposed to go out. And you can say it like this. He's supposed to go all out. Somebody say, go all out. The pastor is supposed to get up there and go all out. Somebody say, go for it. Say, true pastors and true leaders, go for it. That's their job. The shepherd doesn't do this. He doesn't get a stick and say, now y'all run on out there. Go on out there. Get out there. Get out there. Get on out there and bring it back. Go on out there and bring it back. No. They go for it themselves. Somebody say, leaders.
Leaders.
Not supposed to teach you just how to prosper, but they go for it themselves. Amen.
Amen.
They go out before them.
Yeah.
It says they depart. It doesn't mean, it means that they just go. I mean, they say, hey, look, that's it. We're going on. And they leave. And they start walking. Somebody say, they go out.
They go out.
Ruthie Dearman was talking about, she was at a place and she saw a shepherd and some sheep someplace. And she said she was driving in this country and all of a sudden the shepherd stepped up and started to cross the road with all of these cars there. And the cars stopped and he said all these sheep were following the shepherd. And he said the shepherd walks right across the street and never turned around once to see if the sheep were being hit by a car. He just kept walking. Never looked, said never turned around. And she said, what in the world was that? And she noticed that none of them were wounded. They were just following. Because there were dogs that were keeping the sheep in sync. Amen? Somebody say, they follow.
They follow.
Amen? They follow. They go out. So the job is that we are to stretch ourselves. When you see us stretch in the ministry, when it says don't stretch, amen, we're going out. Amen. When you see us going for the big stuff, when everybody says go to the back, no, we say we're going forward in Jesus' name. Somebody say go out. When you see us confessing a great report, amen, what are we doing? We're going out. God could do much more than this. When we teach those things, what we're saying is let's get out there. Somebody, let's get way out there. That's the job of the pastor, to take you way out there. Somebody say stretch you. Go out means to stretch. To stretch. To go for it. To go all out. Amen. There's something about the heart of true leaders, amen, that calls the best out of you. And the Bible says, you remember how we were talking, and God said that we are to be an encouragement and never a discouragement to people, amen? You should come in here and say, hey, there's something in you. You can make it, girl. Amen. It can happen for me. You can have God's best. You can do it. Go for it. God's giving you go for it, people. Amen? Amen. But you're not going to go for it until you see us go for it. You learn from that example. How many of you have been encouraged when you've seen us going for stuff? I mean, you've been blessed by it. Some people get mad, but you should be blessed by it. I'm not going to stay in a box that'll hurt you. I'm not going to play it safe. Faith is safe. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep, when we start, we'll stop moving forward. We don't believe you have any possibility to move forward. But there'll always be possibility. There are some times we should play it safe according to natural tradition, but we can't play it safe because you need the example of faith.
Yes.
So you can do it. So they go out, and then they come in. So there's two anointings on the champion of God for my good. They go out before me. They go and do things that you never thought they could do and succeed. Then they come back, and they go in among them. They say they go out, and then they come in to them. And when I looked at this word, to go out, it means they stand out, they spring forth, they spread, they shoot forth, they prosper, they get away with stuff. Another word for that, go out, means escape. Another word for go out means they escape. A true pastor teaches the sheep how to escape. What it means when you feel boxed in, you find a way out. Somebody wondered when you get, somebody said, well, the church is in a hot spot. Why? We're just being a pastor. We're teaching you how to escape.
Amen.
Oh, there's a crisis there. No, we're teaching you how to escape.
Yes.
Jesus went and was buried in a grave, but he escaped. Somebody say,
yes.
Escape.
Escape.
See, there's always a way out. You can make it. So another word for go out means they deliver. They escape. People get in ruts. Y2K was coming, and people were so afraid. They were trying to put you in a box, but we escape.
Amen.
We won't be bound. They'll go out. Somebody say, escape it. When you see everybody else running into trouble, every ministry is running into trouble about something like that, the true man of God will what? He'll escape.
Yes. Amen.
They go out. What does that mean? You thank God when you come from one financial status in one place, and you go to another one. You escape poverty. Somebody say, escape. Escape sickness. Escape disease. Escape failure. Escape negative report. Escape. Overcome. Escape people's report. When they say you can't make it, you make it anyhow. Somebody say, escape. My soul escaped like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. Somebody say, escape. And I'm here to tell you by the power of God, you can escape. Up out of the muck and miry clay, he delivered me. The devil had a plan for everybody in this place. He had a plan for me, but we've learned to escape.
Amen.
Statistics. You can make it.
Yes, you can.
Somebody say, go for it.
Go for it.
They grow and be risen. Stand out. That means go for it. So that's why you need to pray. When they said, pray for those. Pray for leaders. Say, Lord, let them go for it. So that it will do you well. When we don't do well, it doesn't do you well. What does that mean? Because it does something to your faith. We're not asking you to be the well that makes things for us. That's not what we're asking you to do to make things well for us. Just believe well for us and let God do it so that it might be well for you. They go out. Somebody say, they enter in. So others might go. you know, one person said that we're the last one to catch the wave. We were catching, you know, we were believing God for that. We wait till everybody else to get prosper, then we get prosper. We wait for everybody else to get a car, then we go get one. Wait for everybody else to get a house, then we go get one. Everybody come first. And the Lord said, no, we're not taking nothing from you. We're going to use our faith to go forward, follow. Because there are some people who will never get it, and we should have been waiting. When we go on and get blessed so we can get blessed, you sit there and wait forever. There are some people that are just not going to be blessed.
That's right.
Did you know that?
That's right.
There are some people that just will not be blessed.
That's right.
Escape them.
Amen.
But that example should be there. We heard Leroy Thompson. They used to make me so mad, Leroy Thompson and Creflo. Anybody ever watch them on TV? They would make me so mad sometimes watching them boys on TV and do all this other stuff. Until I heard what they thought that God had told them. And I said, well, now that makes sense. I can understand that. I said, what in the world is any man doing with a rose? Now, I ain't buying no rose because I think they're ugly. So don't get afraid. But I said, what are they doing with that? Couple jets. What is the problem? What sense does that make? And then it came back and said, look, God has anointed us to be Caleb and Joshua. We've gone out and spied the land out and saw that it was a good land, and we brought back stuff to tell you can do it too. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Somebody said, that's the job.
That's the job.
What good would it be if we pursue me preaching God can bless you, and we ain't blessed? I mean, you can be blessed, and everybody blessed but us. And, oh, hallelujah. Preaching to you with rotten teeth. Go for it. Amen. I ain't going over there, but you go. Hey, you're good over there. Y'all go on over there. Hallelujah. Go on over there. Glory to Jesus. Woo. You can make it. Woo. Hallelujah. I believe it's good over there. They know you ain't been there.
Amen.
God brought, say, He brings people.
He brings people.
He takes them there.
He takes them there.
Brings them back. So they can bring people with them. You can only take people where you've been.
Amen.
Boy, do we got some work to do. Because I want you all to go far.
Oh, yeah.
Took you to dimensions in the spirit because we've been there.
Amen.
So, that they may go out and then they may come in. And I said, what does this come in mean? And if you're sending them out, what are you talking about? Bring them in. There's an anointing on them to get in your business.
Amen.
Somebody say, go in.
Go in.
Among them.
Uh-oh.
And you know what? I've sensed that anointing. I'll be in my car sometime and find out somebody's business, not to embarrass anybody. Somebody, you find out. There's nothing hidden. They go out, then they come back. And when they come back, they get in everything. Notice that Moses went up into the mountain and he came back and they were in a mess and he got right in the middle of it. He'll get in your stuff. He won't embarrass you or hurt you. That's not God. Come on, be for real. That's not the Lord. I don't believe in that crud. And that's just crud. There's somebody in here into this. Oh, shut up. They know that. You don't need to tell them. They know that.
Amen.
They know that. They need somebody to go there with them and grab their hand and pull them out. Not make them feel embarrassed about this. There's no condemnation. You can get up and you can come out. Amen.
Amen.
You want to find some condemnation, you get it from someplace else. It's not going to help you. It's not going to pull you to heaven any faster. It's the grace and mercy of God that lifts you up. Never condemnation, guilt, conviction, fear, and all that stuff. Sorry, you're just not going to get it. Ain't nobody else going to do it either. Amen?
Amen.
So they come back, and they get in the mess. They come down to where you are, and before you know it, you can relate. Yet they've been out there beyond where you need to go, but they don't go out there so far they can come back and get where you are and say, hey, I know where you're at. Amen. It's no big problem. And really mean it. Not shocked. That's the ability of God. They go back. They go way out there, and they bring it back, and they bring back report with where you are right now. What does that mean? That means that you're messed up and in a bunch of stuff. They'll bring a blessing back to you right where you are to get you to move over to the next spot. When we were yet sinners, He loved us and gave. And gave. So the blessing of the Lord motivates people. I've been in services. Sometimes the Lord said, just bless them. And that will move them. We got tricks. Doggy treats. We learned something when we had our dogs. We were trying to train the dogs to do certain things. They would not do it. You could beat them. They wouldn't do it. You know, you can't, they say, people spanking dogs with newspapers. The dog, you just thinks you're psychotic.
Yeah.
That's not going to do anything, beating the dog with newspaper. You better get yourself a box of treats and rewarded. And if you can't afford treats, get out of the business. You want to motivate your children, learn to bless them. Somebody say
they go out
and come back
and
see everything.
Amen.
Somebody say, God is on my side. So that means that God will help you in that circumstance, in that situation.
Amen.
Say, God don't play. And they go out and they come in that they might lead you out. So when you see people going for it, when you see leaders and people have gone going for it in a big way, they're going out so that when they come back, they're going to lead me in that same direction.
Amen.
Don't get around. Nobody ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
You can do that by yourself. You don't need anybody to help you go nowhere. You don't need anybody to help you go nowhere.
Amen.
And you don't need company there either.
Amen.
You get around people that are going somewhere, doing something. So anybody got no time? So I don't got no time for that. I'm going forward in Jesus.
Amen.
Get around people with vision. We're believing for much more than this. Say, God's got me covered.
God's got me covered.
Say, there's so much more that belongs to you. There's so much more that belongs to you. People go, they go get lawyers to help them. They get help. They can't clean their house, they go get a maid to help.
Amen.
Well, don't you know that this is what this is all about? Help. I mean, they put ministers in your path to help you get along. To help you. That's what that anointing is all about. They help you. And sometimes the help is a knock on the back of your head. You get a doctor and you're doing the wrong thing. Won't that doctor tell you off? And you're supposed to be eating this and you're eating another thing and you think they're going to just pat you on the back and say, no, you're going to kill yourself if you don't stop. Stop it. And they tell the truth. And they're going to help you.
Amen.
Not pacify you, but help you.
Amen.
Your pastor's not your enabler.
Amen.
To addictions. There are many pastors that get up there and churches, they get in there and what they do, they enable people. Give them a little comfort message while they're doing the wrong thing. They're there to help you.
Amen.
And we just studied this one passage of Scripture to let you know that you got help. That you got help. And that's what the anointing, that's what that anointing on them is meant to do. He calls them out to do that. When it said in Scripture that Moses laid his hands on Joshua and anointed him for that. Well, what is that? When I studied that scripture, it said to lay the hands was usually an uncomfortable thing at times. See, the anointing of the laying on of hands, when people talk in the thing where they're laying on hands to people, when you see that ordination, the ordination, do you know that went all the way from Jesus, all the way down to Peter, all the way down through the ages? So I say the laying on of hands. The Holy Ghost people, one Holy Ghost filled person, ordaining another Holy Ghost person to do what Jesus did. And basically what the laying on of hands meant is, look, I want this to carry on. So they would lay hands. So Moses laid his hands on Joshua, right? And when he laid his hands on Joshua, what he did, he said, take over and do what I'm doing. Receive this call that I have and carry it forward. Do you know that we've had hands laid on us? And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. No devil in the world just decided to be spiritual one day.
Amen.
Ministers and ministries, true ministers and true ministries, have all had those that are truly ordained.
Glory.
That means no drunk just decided to get up and preach one day, and it doesn't work that way. You got to go submit and get under it. And we're going to be under something. I'm not going to be, I want to be linked back. So that means that the ordination that people get, it comes all the way from Jesus. That he passed it on. See, he passed it on. He just passed it on. That means that the touch and that the ministry touch is what Jesus passed on. It's his touch and his grace that he passed on. He says, go and be good to them. Go and help them. And he calls their life out and he redirects their life from what they wanted to do with their life to what he wanted to do with his life through them. Do you understand that?
Amen.
Say, Jesus
is
still here
in
many ways.
I believe
that the anointing
of the Holy Ghost
is Jesus
toward me.
to help me. He hasn't left me. Jesus said he's going to put pastors after his heart, that he's going to do it himself. Listen, the pastoral anointing, the true pastoral anointing is Jesus. It's him doing it. It's him doing it. In the Old Testament, they had kings. And kings started to do things their way. Amen. And he said, I'm not going to do that anymore. He said, I'm not going to do that anymore. He said, I'm going to do away with that. I'm going to start to pastor myself. And then a couple verses after that, he starts talking about David. Well, we all know that they still have the fivefold ministry, and one of the fivefold ministry giftings is the pastor. But God said that he's not going to let men do that anymore. Isn't that a contradiction? He said, he said us in the Old Testament, he said, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to get rid of these shepherds. He said it. But then in the New Testament, we see him calling shepherds and bringing forth shepherds. What does that mean? Men aren't doing it anymore, people. He's doing it. See, they're not doing it in the flesh anymore. They're doing it by the Holy Ghost. And it's Jesus doing what he said he would do for you. And that's how you're going to be ministering in your ministry. So be careful. You got to see that in there. There's nobody good. We're just not nice people. Amen. Nobody's just a nice person. Be for real. The Bible tells you that. It's Christ in them that's doing it. It's Christ in them that's doing it. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's Jesus stepping down and working through somebody to manifest himself for you. And it's not just the pastoral office, even in your giftings and even in your ministries, whatever your ministry is. Realize that that's not you. It's Jesus doing what he wants to do for you.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.